I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Danny Beer.
It's our Sloppy Seconds Monday episode, which is our special, which is second weekly release.
Where's that going?
We've swapped chairs today.
There's a whole new energy in the room. It's yin yang.
It's a vibe check.
It's a vibe check.
And I'm sat next to producer Sam. I can actually see Lily May.
No,
you can't really see her when you sat there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I prefer.
Now you can pretend you're the prettiest in the room.
If you want to get in touch with us, share your British confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else. What? No, coop, just me.
Cam
crazy. Coop, coop.
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Strange.
Berserk.
Berserk on our asses. Send us a WhatsApp, text, voice notes, go wild, or you can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod. Or a lot of people are doing this method, and we take the piss, but
it's working.
It's popular.
Baby.
Fill in our Gossip Gaze form and head over to this episode's description to find that form.
What I find the good thing about the form is you could do that at your work office desk and no one would know, like, because it looks so business and professional.
It does, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a Google
it
Doc.
It doesn't say, like, gay all over it or anything like that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Does it say gay on it?
It does say gay at the top, yeah.
But
it does, yeah, you can scroll past it.
Gay
like,
means
when
happy,
you
no?
open it up, it's not going to play out your speakers, like, this person is gay! Like, to the office. You can do it discreetly, is what I'm saying.
We can try and add that feature in. If you want.
Yeah, open this
open
it all.
We promise just we won't out you, and then we just out them. Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Just plays Gloria Gaynor.
Gaynor. I have a man called Gaynor.
Well, there was a drag queen called Gaynor Lowe, do you remember?
Vile.
What were we talking about today? Sam, you had a list of songs that people should shout to. Is that
my
right?
God.
Do you want to do that
Sam has got
now?
A really
yeah,
good
we can
game.
Do that.
We get okay.
We can
yeah,
do that.
Go on.
For a Monday morning, this is the game we all want in our ears while we're travelling on the bus.
So.
It's just triggered a question within me as well.
Ooh.
What would be your favourite time of day to shag?
Lily May. Fucking filthy, dirty mummy.
Not the morning for me. It's not the vibe. It's not the right time.
I need like to go late... make sure I've popped really Willy in the faucet and stuff first. I'd wear you.
Not morning.
I quite like a bit of morning thing.
Not for me.
I was always a late morning hookup kind of guy, to be honest.
You were?
Yeah, I'd start my day off nicely.
Yeah, I
late morning, and then, maybe like 11 a.m. after I've been awake since 8.
Yeah.
Showered, douche.
I've just realised as well, it's also because if I was going to meet someone for a hookup, I was like, I'm not meeting in the evening. I've got plans.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not sacrificing my good time. Pardon?
Would you go on the way back from the gym?
Yeah, could do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not going to sacrifice my good time for a shag.
Yeah.
Would you schedule it in, like, in between clients?
Yeah. Not between clients. Not between work.
Like, why do your hands smell of bleach, PT? I like morning sex. I like afternoon sex. I like evening sex. I like nighttime sex.
You just like
I
sex.
Like random sex.
It depends
I
for
like
me.
I like scheduled sex. I like sex.
If it's alone. Cold outside, everything's staying tucked away. But as soon as it's hot, the weather's getting hotter now. When I was in South Africa, I was doing it morning, noon and night. We even had, like, in the apartment we was in, we had, like, a glass so you could see from the living room into the bedroom. I was putting on little shows for Morgan up there and he was watching.
I was doing, you were pooing on it, weren't you?
I was doing, like, a dog with worms rubbing my ass across it. Oh,
the cleaner's like, there's some big giant slug.
I even, like, pressed me willy against it, left a mark and everything. I thought, I better clean that before we go.
No, 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 it was your willy.
Dick print on the glass.
I've got a big dick. I don't, listeners, I don't. It's average at best.
I don't know why. One place we don't need to brag is the gossip gaze.
All right.
Someone will have said there's been a little food fight gone on in the bedroom and someone fucking threw a olivant out the window. That's what we're looking for.
Jump.
Yeah. Go on.
Speaking of the deed.
Go on.
How are we...
Hang on, Lily May didn't fucking answer. Don't come and set a fire and run off,
I
bitch.
Know, that's my favourite. Yeah, maybe morning or like middle of the night after you've already fallen asleep. Have you ever like woken up at the same time in the middle of the night?
Oh, yeah, that's
with the hot horn.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
That's a regular recurrence, actually. I prefer it like that.
You sometimes
sleep sex.
Spoke
about it on here before.
On here or privately? Yeah, I couldn't remember.
So can you not? You won't remember it then.
You don't remember what he's doing.
No, you do. You wake up during.
That sounds like a court case.
I know. So my mum heard me say it on the podcast and was like, "You need to go to your doctor and get this on your notes, just in case somebody." But it only ever happens with when I'm in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, I've never shared a bed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've not shared a bed with my sister.
And he's like, I completely blacked out. I don't remember a thing.
To be fair, I am sharing a bed with my sister when we go on this cruise together. She's coming on with me, so...
Now, hang on.
So you better wear your chastity lock. You are from Leeds. You know what people in Leeds are famous for.
Are you sure you're initiating sex in the middle of your sleep? Or do you not think it's more likely that maybe you initiated something, fell asleep, woke up partway through and forgot you initiated it in the first place?
I don't know the answer. I just know that I wake up during it and it's all fine. Like, I've never been in a scenario. Like, it's only happened with Morgan and my ex-partner, nobody else. Yeah. And we've been in a committed relationship and it's all...
And it doesn't happen all the time. I don't want you to, like, get some kind of sex pest name.
Is the partner, like, offended, though, that you're kind of...
No, it's not me to...
No, they're shocked and surprised he's come on to them normally.
I don't know who initiates it. We're both just doing it and then we wake up. That's it. It's fine. It's all consensual. It's not weird.
Yeah.
You've got to ask the questions, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, where do you stand on music and sex?
I love it.
So, apparently, there's been...
I actually do love putting music on.
What music, though?
I either say sometimes, like, this is really embarrassing. In fact, you just broke a memory. So, when I first split up with my ex, we were still sharing a Spotify account.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
And I went on holiday with the guy I was seeing, who's now my boyfriend. And my ex texted me and put, is this some kind of joke? And we'd gone and stayed in a villa with my family. And then I always like to just break away from my family for a couple of days. And I'll like book an Airbnb or a hotel or go somewhere else in Spain because we hire a car. So we drove from where we were staying in Nerca to Torremolinos. Was it Torremolinos? Anyway, yeah, Torremolinos, I think. Oh, no, it was Marbella. We went to Marbella. And we got a really, really fancy hotel, like Cheeks. It was like the day before. And anyway, long story short, I just was one of them people like, Siri, play sexy playlist. Siri, play bedroom sexy time. So but like when I was searching for like sexy playlists, so it would be like making love tunes. Like, and then the playlist was and that was shit. So I was like, let me find another one. And then it was all like slow R&B.
Yeah.
You know, I bought there was about six different ones on there, and one of them I'd left on the speaker, the wireless speaker, and left the speaker above the headboard. Ended up leaving the speaker in the hotel. But anyway, I just left it playing. So when my ex woke up, the Spotify was still playing through a playlist called like...
Sexy Time.
Sexy Time or something. Yeah. And they were like, is this a fucking joke?
Sexy Time with my new boo.
Yeah.
Playlist.
Holiday without you.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't mean... It was just like, I was so embarrassed.
For sure.
Talking of Sexy Time playlist, there was officially a sexiest playlist to shag to.
Mm-hmm. Go on, hit me with it.
The official sexiest one.
Yeah, apparently the most...
I can see Billy cheating already. Move your eyes.
I'm having a look.
No, it's okay.
Go on.
So basically, they actually did exactly that. They went through all the playlists that on Spotify that were sexy time, sexy playlists, all of those.
Machine.
And basically calculated like what the most common songs were. The most popular BPM to shag to is 119. That sounds like this.
That's quite slow.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's apparently the most popular BPM to shag to. Bit boring if you're doing it for the entire time.
For the gays out there, Dua Lipa levitating is 119 BPM. Just so you know. Just so you know.
That's impressive.
All right, Patsy Palmer.
But then, don't want to say I'm a DJ, but I am though.
So then, taking that, the most popular BPM,
yeah.
Someone's actually found out what the most common songs to shag to from Spotify with that BPM are.
Mm.
And it's made this sexiest playlist.
Like what, Leona
playlist.
Lewis, Bleeding Love.
Well, I was actually going to ask, do you want to take a guess what some of the most shagged songs are?
It's not that fucking pony, is songs. It?
Yeah, Redding, that's on all of them playlists. Pony. That's on all them playlists. I'm sorry, yeah. It's got to be on there.
For sure, that pony song. Magic Mike, is that on
no,
there?
No, no.
All right.
This is apparently the best songs to shag to.
Go on.
So
then.
These are 119 BPM and the most commonly 119
I've
BPM.
Already got a feeling there's going to be some homophobia in there.
Go on.
Honestly,
we better have
calm.
Tay-Tay or Lady Gaga in there.
Lily Mae, do you have any guesses?
I honestly don't know. This is giving me flashbacks. My first boyfriend, we went to his once and he put on, it was his parents' house rather than his.
Yeah.
And we went into his room and I saw on his Spotify, he had a loaded playlist, which was like Spotify and Chill or something like that.
Oh, right.
Really disgusting named. And I knew from that moment he was planning to have sex with me and he'd pre-planned it in his room. Candles on, Spotify and Chill playlist. And his brother was in the house and it's ruined me. I don't listen to music and have sex anymore. It ruined it. It was horrible. So there you go. That's a little fun extra. So I feel a bit... I actually wouldn't know what to play.
Well, maybe
well,
this playlist... There is
a song called Danny, from Danny Beard, a remix of Gypsy Woman.
How would you honestly feel about that, Danny?
I'd die.
I produced Danny's podcast.
She wakes up early every morning just to produce the show. Come on, what's on this playlist?
Three of the top four spaces are all Lady Gaga songs.
What?
No! This is gay rights, mama.
Poker Face, Rain Just Dance, Bad
me.
Romance.
Not, what? I could have them on. Absolutely. No way. I'd say turn this off.
I would say
now.
Turn that off.
Now.
Some of the wilder choices on this list. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston.
No.
People are shagging to that.
What?
Yeah.
Shagging to
my fucking gran and granddad,
no
maybe.
No wonder the Hetties are multiplying at a fucking non-stop rate. Because I'd dance to that.
I want to dance with... We're not at a wedding in fucking 2002.
Well, that's where a lot of Hetties
no
are.
Way.
Oh, no.
Smack on, that Akon and Smooth Operator.
Smack that all on the floor.
And what? Smooth Operator. Is that on there?
Yeah, yeah. Smack that Akon and Smooth Operator soon.
No.
Wow.
Both on. Anyway, do you want to know what the number one song is?
Go on.
Yes. This is apparently the best song to shag to ever.
It's not Rickassi, is it?
It's 190 BPM, mm-hmm. And it's the most popular of all those songs. It's Taylor Swift. Love Story?
What?
Oh,
Love Story.
Come on.
Maybe I'm going to get back into music and sex.
To be fair, if it's slow music, you're after Taylor's got 31 slow tracks that she's just dropped that you could
I wouldn't dare ruin Taylor's music with sex with a man. I'd never.
you could do it when you get a bit of flange.
Maybe a bit of lady flange. Loving. Yeah, yeah. Woman or woman, yeah. But never with a man.
I mean, someone that did actually test...
I do not want music on while you're sweating and grunting over. I'm going to save that for my lady loving.
Girls only.
Yeah.
Someone did actually test this playlist
wow.
with someone, and she said that the guy lost his boner when it got to Taylor Swift. unfortunately. But she said actually that she lost her orgasm round about the Akon part.
Okay. Lost her orgasm. I don't know how long it was going. I'm actually jealous of people with vaginas, how long their orgasms can last, you know.
It's long, yeah. But do you know,
it can last a while.
But if you've got
it's rare for them to be able to do it.
But if you've got a penis, if you just keep going, you can orgasm twice. It's just hard to do, I find.
Yeah, also when she says lost her orgasm, what I imagine
I just mean like the build up.
Yeah, I imagine what that is there's a point when you know you're not going to orgasm.
Oh.
So you kind of can, it can build, but it can go. So you
it's
can,
like when you've been drinking loads and you go, yeah. Yeah. And you're like,
I could physically do it, I could get close, but it's not actually going to happen.
Oh,
and
God.
As if Akon
it is
did
not
that
your
to,
time.
Wherever you are. That was really bad.
I imagine like
my one woman UK theatre show where I sing.
I can imagine the gays put that like the younger gays put that new Kim Petras one on like whale cock and rim job. Oh. And that, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not too on the nose though, isn't it? It's too on the nose. I think GUI would be great, or Sex Dreams by Lady Gaga. There's much better songs by Gaga.
Yeah, I agree. That's when I said Gaga. That's what I was thinking of.
Pop,
not bad romance.
Shall we?
Like Swine or something. Ow!
That's a bit hardcore. That's like German fucking dungeon porn.
How do you know I'm not going to be changing the radio?
Should we make an official Gossip Gays shagging playlist? I think it needs to have a range of BPMs.
Yeah. I agree. Because you don't want stagnant sex. You want peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
Peaks
Let's
and troughs.
Do that. We'll make an official Gossip Gays shagging.
Well, somebody else is for lots of peaks and troughs with their new podcast journey is Craig S86.
What a segue.
Thank you, Sam. Gorgeous. Who left us a gorgeous review this week saying, just tuned in today for my first listen and loved it. Yeah. Can't wait for the next episode. But until then, I've got plenty to catch up on.
Yeah, 200 plus episodes.
Yeah.
250 so get plus episodes.
I know what
Buckle
that's like.
In.
Buckle
in.
Now.
Buckle in. Oh, did you listen back to some?
Yeah, but also when you find a new podcast that you love and then you're like, I've got 200 episodes to...
Yeah,
that's what you do.
You hammer the shit out of it.
Back to the start and then all the way. And then you get to hear, because usually the start is when it's like...
Shit.
Finding itself.
Rope, yeah.
And then you get to know the people through listening, through time. It's gorgeous, beautiful thing.
I know.
Well, we've had lots of people messaging in. We always throw extra people in the bonus. So it's not just Craig that's got in touch. We've also got somebody who's named after...
A pen.
Yeah.
Sharpie, she, her. Mm-hmm. Do you want to read it?
Also, well, would that be how you spell Sharpay? Would it be the same spelling?
Oh. No, this is Sharpie.
And the listener is from the USA.
Oh.
Hello.
I know that because she filled in the form.
Okay.
Oh, I love that for Sharpay.
I can't wait for our next listener. Bye, Ro.
She's put, it's out with the old, it's in with the new.
Goodbye, clouds are grey. Hello, skies are blue.
No, she's not. She's put, I'm a gamer girl. Who's now in her early 30s.
Us too.
I always told myself that I was going to give this up before I hit 30. But quarantine helped my brand explode. And give me a bunch of opportunities. And now I feel like I'm not giving all, you know, into every aspect of my life. Gaming is such a... It's gaining traction, shall I say. Also, I have a full-time job. Plus, I got married.
She didn't put the ugh, you added that,
I'm giving it character. Okay, Sharpie's got character here. Okay. I love her. I just love everything about
Sounds
her.
Sounds a bit sultry.
I'm scared that if I don't go all in now, you know, my passion, it'll just fade into the background. I want to find a way to have both my successful full-time career in tech and my successful, hopefully also full-time, venture as a creative working in gaming and having time for my family. Do you have any advice on balancing career, a passion, and a fucking goddamn relationship?
I think we've both got experience.
I bodied that character
you
there.
Did. Yeah.
Is any casting directors looking to do like... fat, ugly girl from America that looks like a boy. No, that's me. Everyone went, I meant the voice.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But you look fat and ugly as a girl.
You still gave this listener that voice.
All right, cut that. If there's any casting directors out there that
I'm not cutting that. It's fine. We don't think that of you, Sharpie. We have no idea what
I
you look like.
I didn't mean that of Sharpie. Of they course. Just like to try and throw me under the bus.
And that's why we'll keep it in, because it reflects badly They've on got... you guys, not on Danny.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, of course. You won't be here if it weren't for us. Any of you.
I would. I'm an employee.
Would.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah, maybe.
Some other gays here instead.
You'd be working on David Pop. I should be on David Pop show if it weren't for us.
Okay, yeah, true. Should we give these listeners some advice? I think because me and Danny actually we all are actually doing our passion
well,
and career.
All jokes aside.
Go on.
We're all doing this.
Yeah, we are.
Every I'm single person in
this room.
Then you're thriving.
Hang on, Lily Mae. You are in a relationship. You're in a relationship with yourself.
Thanks.
You're finding to love yourself again before you let someone else
Thank
in. And
you.
That's also an important stage of being in a relationship.
Thank you very much.
Also, technically, yes, you're right. It's single, but it's about the brain waves and the power.
Not everyone's ready to hit play on Akon.
I'm really not.
Let's go straight over to Sam at the end because he's probably tackling not only a business,
yep.
You also teach in a university, you also help with this podcast.
And other podcasts.
And other podcasts produce them. And also have probably one of the hardest relationships in the room in terms of you're in a long dizzy.
Yeah, I'm in a long dizzy.
Mm. Yeah.
Smack that up on the floor.
How the fuck do you balance all that?
How do you balance all that, darling? Good core strength.
Good question.
That's all you need.
I mean, the thing is, it sounds like such general advice. Like sometimes you do have to make sacrifices in terms of like how much downtime you have. But if you're following your passions and your relationship, you just might have to sacrifice your own personal time to focus on. I don't know how to phrase this. How do I just say I just kind of do it?
I think.
I don't know.
I don't think that's bad advice. I think whenever you do something where you balance, you know, career, passion, relationship, blah blah blah, whatever you balance, and it might not be those three things. If it's for you and you're into it, you just do it.
Yeah.
And from the sound of it, you are doing it.
Yeah.
You're just in a point where you're overthinking it slightly. Go with your head and your heart all the time.
Yeah.
And I know people say, oh, they can be two different things, but they're not. You know, deep down, you always find a balance between the two. Like, I'm lucky. I absolutely love my job, everything. I'm always so hungry for more. I say it all the time. If someone had said 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I'd be doing what I'm doing now. I'd say, oh, my God, I've made it. But I'm sat here right now going, no, I've not made it. I still need this. I still want to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry for it. As long as you don't lose the hunger for the gaming, for the tech, for the relationship, then it will thrive. But if the hunger for any of one of those things goes, then it will go. And it could be the relationship, it could be the game, and it could be the career. Things, life has a way, I think, of throwing things at you, tackling them, and making everything right. I don't know, maybe I'm just very incredibly lucky and I'm sat here speaking bullshit, but that's how I found it's gone.
I do agree. I'm going to rephrase my previous answer.
Do it,
because I've now found what I was trying to say.
You're welcome.
Sometimes when you're in this bit, which is how this person might be feeling, is actually it is all very overwhelming, but that is temporary. And you do kind of just have to grin and bear it and crack through, because there will come a point where we've got more control.
Yeah.
So I actually had this a couple of years ago because I wasn't always
qualified.
No, I was always. No, I was good qualified.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't.
We don't
fully
need, we won't
self
leave this in the show, but you weren't.
Yeah, I just made it up. I'm still trying
I'm
to get
joking,
my level three.
I'm just finding him up.
I wasn't always fully
insured.
Self-employed. Still not. No, wasn't always fully self-employed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was actually the most difficult part because I didn't have any say in my time. And actually, when I went fully self-employed, I had full control of my time. And then it became so much easier to be like, okay, I could put more time into this, more time to that, X, Y, Z.
I mean, maybe a nice happy step for this person might be discussing with the job. I don't know. You work in tech, that can be big. But maybe you go down to one less day a week and
that's what I was going to suggest.
Dedicate that to the gaming and just do that as a temporary thing. If you're starting to make money from the gaming as well, you might be able to do, I call it Danny Maths. My friend Gordon calls it Gordon Maths. Everyone calls it their own maths. You know, you might be able to do a bit of Sharpie maths on it and realize you might not actually be down if you take one day off, or even it's 2 days off a month.
Yeah.
And you dedicate that first. Right, I'm going to dedicate these two full days. Or even if it's two days in a weekend that you dedicate to your content. I don't know. You know your time. You know how to do it. But I think by the sounds of it, everything's fallen into place. You've just got a rush of overwhelmingness, which is a shit way of saying what I want to say, but I hope you understand it. So I think just crack on.
Can I just say as well?
You're doing good, sweetie.
Don't put an age limit on this gaming thing. You said you wanted to give it all up before 30. I put an age limit on being wanting to be a DJ, and I thought, oh, I don't want to be a fucking 35-year-old. But I'm like, not far off 35, you know what I mean? It's only 4 years away.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to give up the DJing yet. So it's, don't put an age cap on something that's working for you, that you're making money from potentially. And that's, like you've said, it's kind of exploded and your brand's exploded. So keep going.
I remember as well the year before I got on Drag Race saying, if I don't get on Drag Race this year, I think I'm just going to start looking at a different thing. Obviously, I'm not going to ever be a presenter. I'm not ever going to be this. I'm never going to be that.
Yeah.
I got into that headspace.
It's hard not to.
Right before I'd auditioned for Drag Race 3 times, and I thought, there's no point. It's not going to happen. If it's not happening now, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Everyone tells me I'm this, I'm that, and the other, but clearly I'm not because it's not happening.
Yeah.
And then within the space of a few short years, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you just don't know what's around the corner.
Exactly.
Keep pushing the passion and never forget.
Yeah. And also, I was going to say, balance doesn't mean giving equal time to everything. Uh-huh. Balance is ebb and flow of all those sorts of things. So you may feel like the gaming takes up more of your time at some point, or the job, or the relationship.
Yeah.
And those are all fine, because balance isn't right here, right now, am I giving everything equal time? It's allowing yourself to give more time to what needs it at that point. And if you're in a loving relationship, your partner will always understand.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm very, very lucky my partner gets it, and my ex got it, and my friends get it, get my career. I'm so lucky to be supported in that way. And, I'm lucky my partner has taken time out of his schedule in July and August to be able to come and see me, because I'm going to be so busy, and be with me for a month. And I'm lucky that, one, we can do that together in a relationship, that he can take a month off and be with me, and two, that he wants to and do that. So your relationship will have to understand and adapt and grow with you as well. Now, when I said never forget, I mean never forget the hunger and the passion, by the way. I went, never forget.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Like, forget what? Yeah. The rest of the sentence.
Late. But it might be worth just actually chatting to your partner, because they will probably be able to offer you support. If you say, I want to do this, maybe I want to try, drop a day of a full time.
Just maybe don't suggest like turning the living room into like gaming zone or something. Yeah. I mean, make sure you still support and love them and hear them, and make sure they feel they're getting what they need, and that your time isn't all taken up by the gaming.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's sound advice. Thank you, everybody in the room.
It's great advice, and I love Sharpie, and I hope I did your accent justice. If you want to get back in touch and read, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog in your accent, I'll try and mimic it next time properly.
Yeah, well, we'll be back after this short little break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions, gagging for gossip, or turned on by tittle tattle? Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, your fellow queens, and your allies, and telling them to listen to us, the Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Mm. Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few minutes.
The Gossip Gays.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Days Sloppy Seconds. I was just laughing there because Danny was holding his little a little too long.
Through the break. I was just giving it some atmosphere.
only so just stopped doing it. That was like 5 minutes.
Well, that was long.
During those football ads.
Can I just say, if we said this though, these fucking ads are targeted to stop messaging us and being like, oh my God, why am I getting fucking ads? Shut up.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
Well, now it's time for Danny Beard National Barometer. Hey! Yes, this is where we work out how close Danny Beard is becoming a national treasure or not. We've established that the bottom of the scale is local knobhead and the top, of course, is national treasure. Now, last time we measured your status, we concluded you were famous, which is gay famous.
I could have told you that.
We now have some new evidence to submit to the case. Now, the national treasure quote from the Edinburgh Festivals was amazing, and it's been used to advertise Danny at the Ledmore Comedy and Arts Festival. Now, somebody wrote in and said, look at this, and it was like Edinburgh Fringe, National Treasure, Danny Beard. So they were advertising you as that.
You've been advertised as a national treasure.
Now, I actually, when I saw this...
Yeah, yes. For the Ledmore Comedy and Arts Festival, what's National that? Treasure, Danny Beard... Don't know.
You're performing there.
Yeah, you're performing there.
I can't wait to be at the Ledmore Comedy and Arts Festival.
I think
with
it
my
might be in Liverpool. I think
my tour, The Straight Expectations.
Maybe.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great because it's sort of two people sharing it. So originally the Edinburgh Festivals quoted you saying you're a national treasure. And then the Ledmore Comedy and Arts Festival used that quote to advertise you performing at their festival.
So, well, you know what? If people said what was said last week on the show on Thursday, if you train your brain to believe it,
yep, then you're
let's
it.
All train our brains to believe it.
Now, just to add a bit of drama. When I saw this, I was like, hang on, how many people are Edinburgh Festivals magazine calling national treasure? Because they review people constantly. They've got thousands.
How many
of
people
reviews.
Have they called her?
I searched. Only one other person.
Oh, no way! I thought you were going to say they've said it to 500
Who was it?
I was expecting there to be like hundreds.
I was.
No, you and Rosie Jones.
Rosie Jones, the comedian!
That's gorgeous. That's company, isn't it?
Only other person I could find that they've called a national treasure. So actually,
that's very compelling.
I actually think
I'm
bonus point on this.
I'm a bit moved. Thanks,
yeah,
Sam.
it's actually a pretty good accolade.
Yeah,
I'm pretty moved.
No, I have some evidence to knock you down
Let's
a peg
there.
Or two.
Let's finish there.
No, wait. Did we all see the Sharon Osbourne beef to Amanda Holden?
You know
no.
What's coming here.
I know. I have. Please tell me.
So Sharon Osbourne basically put a
old
little
news.
Statement out. It's old news. It is old news now.
Danny so Bird's not a national treasure.
Slandering Amanda Holden and basically saying that she doesn't need to do radio or panto. Da 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 da. And Danny Beard, you do both of those things. I have done in the past.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne is a national treasure and she slandered people who did panto and radio. So I think that knocks you down a peg or two slightly.
I don't think it does.
Do you not know?
No, because she's coming from, she's saying this is an American citizen.
Okay.
So she is British, I know, and she's got a mansion here, but oh what?
Okay.
I do love Sharon O, don't get me wrong.
Same.
I do love her.
Does anybody else have
I
any more evidence?
I think it's irrelevant evidence. I don't think it actually relates to me. It's just she mentioned some jobs I do.
Okay, yeah.
And you know what? I'm a working class gal. Yeah, I do a bit of radio. She's
fighting for
the
miners.
Yeah, I've done pantomime. Yeah, been offered lots of things. Yeah, I'm a star. I don't know.
Whenever I'm a bit unsure... about it, I always check Miriam Margolyes as like a standard. I was like, well, because she's like a confirmed
national treasure. She's an actual national treasure.
And she's actually won awards for pantomime. So,
wow, I was nominated for an award for pantomime. Best
newcomer. Don't get ahead of yourself.
The first ever time I did a pantomime, I was nominated for best newcomer in a pantomime.
You were,
and it was won by the pub landlord, Al Murray.
Al Murray, pub landlord.
And I was pissed off at the time because he was famous, and I was not. I've been on Britain's Got Talent and got buzzed on the live show by Simon, but we won't mention it. And I really could have done with that award at the time.
Yeah.
And then I did a gig, one of these like lineup gigs where there was like all different people on. And Joanna Lumley was there hosting, and who I thought was pub landlord Al Murray. And goes, I've got a bone to pick with you.
And wasn't it?
And he went, what? I went, you won best newcomer in a panto, and I was up for that award, and I got to jump it.
Yeah.
And he went, no, not me. And I was like, you're Al Murray pub landlord. And he was like, no, I'm Dara O'Brien.
Oh! No way.
How did he respond?
I don't know. I might have showbiz the story up. It might not have happened. No,
can I just say, actually,
he was a really nice guy, by the way, Dara O'Brien.
A couple of national treasures have done panto. Dawn French has done panto, and I think she's a national
Julian
treasure.
Julian Clary.
Also, French and Saunders. What's she called?
Jennifer Saunders.
I was wrong about Moomin Margulies, by the way. I just checked. There's something else. She has done panto. But those ones have. Those national treasures have.
They
have.
I also want to give a shout out. I listened to Dawn French's The Twat Files recently.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And, it's great. It's just, she is such a life-affirming human. But she's that is such, it's just a book of her reading about embarrassing stories from her life when she felt like a twat. And
I've seen the live show. It's fab.
It's great. It's a really lovely listen. I listened on my Spotify, because if you pay for Spotify, you get like 15 hours of audiobook time. Mm. So I've been using it.
I should have known that before I downloaded Rouge New Book.
Yeah, free. If you pay for Spotify, you get 15 hours of audio book time each month.
Wow. There you go then.
Have that one for
free. So what if you're halfway through a book?
You have to wait till it renews, or you can pay extra for extra time. But it gives you 15 hours. Most books are in the region of 5 to 7.
Yeah, okay. Well, on that note, what we're going to say that Danny Beard is then? We're going up from Damus or not?
I think it's a step up. I think a little bit of a shift up. Maybe we can go from Gamers to Gaylord.
Gaylord. I've always been a Gaylord.
Yeah, yeah. Gaylord.
I don't think Gaylord is better than Gamus.
The Lord of Gays, yeah.
I think you're a bit higher than Gamus.
Yeah, I think it's. Right. I think at this point we're back in the at least in the
regional.
National, we're tickling the nationals.
I think.
I don't want to be involved in the you
national
know,
newbie. We're back
decision.
On there.
We
could.
No, that's down, isn't it?
No. National's better than Gamers.
I mean, we've not got a clue what we're doing. We just think it's fun.
Oh, did we step down from National Newbie?
Yeah, Danny went down.
Oh, maybe
time.
I wasn't
here
for that.
You weren't here for that.
Oh, okay. You can go. I think back to National Newbie. Okay.
I think National Trinket.
National Trinket. Okay.
I do like the sound.
Which
of
is the rob of that was yeah. You like the sound of it because Alan Carr came up with it. It was the name of his tour.
But there we go. Then we can just steal that.
Yeah.
Thanks,
National Trinket. Trinklet.
Trinklet. National Ringlet.
Ringlet.
There we go. Fabulous.
Or National Bell End. I like that.
I actually think that might be a step up.
Fab.
Oh, dear. Brilliant.
All right. Well, that's that then, Gales, Gays, and Nays. Thank you for being with us on this Brucey Bonus Monday. If you can find compelling evidence supporting or filing against Danny's case, please do get in touch with us. Info is in the bio, of course.
Uh-huh.
And if you have any evidence to offer, mm-hmm. please offer it up.
See you on Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, you can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, text us, voice notes, go wild. Mm. DM us on Instagram at The Gossip Gaze Pod, or fill in our form.
Yeah.
If you wish to remain anonymous, just say we'll never out you, and you can even disguise your voice. And we can disguise your voice as well, actually. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. And if you've been crazy enough to action our advice, we'd love for you to get back in touch, especially Sharpie. Please don't forget to give us a 5-star glowing review, and we'll be back with a brand new episode on Thursday.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye, Sharpie. We love you, Sharpie. The Gossip Gaze.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.